Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Remember, we have Metallica tickets to give away and tickets to go see Old Glory DC. Stay tuned for your chance to win those shortly. Last week, we were all disappointed when the Wizards didn't get the top pick in the draft. Didn't get the second pick in the draft, even though they had the worst record.
Yeah.
They got the sixth pick in the draft. So
the worst spot they could possibly get.
Yeah.
Sixth pick.
So all of a sudden, people are looking at different prospects. It's not about Cooper Flagg. He's going to be long gone.
Nope.
It's about guys like Igor Demin. Jonathan Givney calls him the biggest name, or Jonathan Givney, who we've had on the draft to talk draft, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a draft expert.
He's a Russian guy.
19 yes. years old, Russian. I saw him play in at least one of the most recent NCAA tournament games. And look, I'm not a BYU basketball mark by any means, but from watching the game for 5 to 7 minutes, he jumped off the screen.
All
right. Like he's tantalizing.
Okay, here's what gets me nervous.
I'm intrigued by him.
So Jonathan Givney is one of the biggest names when it comes to, you know, rating draft prospects.
Mm-hmm.
Has several comps for Igor Demin.
Okay, let me hear these comps.
So just to fill you in, by the way, Demin is 19, Russian. He did play for Real Madrid, like the Real Madrid Academy.
Mm-hmm. I like
which
that.
Which was the Luka Doncic path.
Yep.
Then he played 1 year at BYU. He's 19 years old. He only shot 41% from the field, 27% from threes, 69% on free throws. But he seems to be rising in the draft. Comp number one, he's got four comps.
Okay.
Shocker, three of them are with whites.
Okay.
All right.
Because generally you compare white guys to other white guys.
It's an age old tradition,
yes.
JP.
All
right. It's not mess with tradition.
Who cares what color they are? Who are the comps?
You know him.
Don't say Jan Vesely.
with the team.
I'll jump out the window.
Stick with the team.
Stick with the Wizards. Comp to the Wizards.
Kispert. Got
to be a white guy.
Corey Kispert.
No. Googs.
Denny Avdia.
I'll take that. Denny's pretty good.
He's become better.
He's solid. He's not a superstar, but he's a solid NBA player.
The other comps he throws in here, Josh Giddey. Nice player.
All right.
Point guard.
Who else?
Anthony Black. There's your outlier because
okay.
he's not
right.
white.
I think he's maybe a second year player.
Yeah.
Anthony Black. Okay.
And then Luka.
Oh, that has to get you excited.
How tall is Luka?
6'7".
That's all? He just looks so big. Just because he's such a big fatty.
He needs to go on your keto flu diet.
Yeah, he needs to get the keto flu.
He needs some of that.
Trust me, it sucks.
I'm kind of sized for Igor. I
like him.
I'm watching him hit 16 threes in a row right here.
Yeah, in 30 seconds or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Before the season, he was on top five on a lot of mock drafts.
Yeah.
And then he was hurt, and then he didn't shoot as well as people were hoping. But it seems like at the combine, he's been shooting lights out.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you hope for when you're the Wizards. The same thing with Koulibaly. you take the guy with all these raw tools,
yeah,
and you fine tune him, and he becomes a superstar.
Right.
Hey, he compared himself to Luka. Now, maybe that's because they both played for Real Madrid, and he said,
I mean, he's got pretty good handle for a 6'9
guy. He's a big guard.
Guy.
He like, considers himself a big guard.
Like he's taking dudes off the dribble at the top of the key. Like he's an adept passer. Now, does he need to work on his three ball a bit? Sure. But that can come in time. You know what, Drab? I like your let's groom these guys and not expect them to be instant superstars approach. You and I should be in part of a personnel team together.
All right, so he averaged 10 points, about 4 rebounds, 5.5 assists. He only shot 27% for threes, but that's not horrific.
Yeah, but I don't love 41% shooting from the field overall.
Well, that just means he probably didn't take any bunnies. You know what I mean? He's probably taking a lot of threes, a lot of longer shots. Right? He's probably not getting a lot of easy buckets.
Hey, you got to reach.
Only 69% from the free throw line.
Yeah, I gave you the numbers.
He can work. You know what? He can get better at that. He's still, again, he's a kid. He's 19 years old.
Yeah.
He's a fresh-faced kid.
I like 6'9 pass-first point forwards.
Yeah.
We can always be a role for them.
Yeah, hold on. I'm watching him now.
And look, a 70% free throw percentage isn't ideal, but guess who's shot right around 70% his entire career from the free throw line? LeBron James.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can live with it.
Right. Oh, yes.
It's not great, but it's not going to kill you. It's not like somebody's shooting 50% from the free throw line.
Where are they projecting him now?
Wait, who?
He's moving up.
Demon.
I saw him in 7.
Oh, he's got a good nickname, Demon. So I'm sure it's Demon.
Demon.
We'll call him the Demon. Oh, I love
Igor
it.
Igor Demon.
It's even better.
Demon. You know what he looks like? Just very fundamentally sound.
So NBADraft.net has him 8 right now.
He does.
That's code for slow.
No.
If the number one...
he looks athletic. He's European. He looks very fundamental.
He's got the fundamentals down.
He may get better. The number one comp from Givney is Denny Avdija, it just doesn't excite me because we've had Denny Avdija. And I like Denny, and then they ended up trading him.
I think he could be better than Denny.
Maybe he's a better shooter than Denny. Maybe Will Dawkins looks at him and says,
He's a better shooter.
Yeah, he has a higher ceiling. I don't know if that'll prove that.
Watch the highlights.
Highlights, of course, I can also just look at the numbers.
It's like everything looks perfect in rhythm. Okay. Everything just looks perfect.
I mean, I think that the Wizards bailed on Denny too soon.
You're probably right. I don't disagree.
This is making me bitter.
Why?
Because Derek Queen is a knock against Derek Queen if he's deliberate, maybe a little slow, fundamentally sound. But if it's a European and whitey, he's silly. He's the next Luka, not Seist.
Well, you're sticking up for the hometown.
Yeah, I'm waving the Derek Queen banner.
Mm.
This guy can get up and down the court.
Yeah, Derek Queen's way more athletic than Queen.
All the time.
Derek Queen just looks like another slow big man.
Yeah.
Like a dime a dozen at that level.
It's okay if it's Igor. It's not okay if it's Derek Queen.
Why? Igor's not slow.
Yeah, but Derek Queen's not, like, I think that they project guys like Igor, I mean, Drab, I think, used the term point forward, as potential ball handlers to bring the ball
He's
up the court.
He's totally a ball handler.
And Derek Queen isn't that type of player.
No, Derek Queen is just a big slow guy. He's probably playing an outdated style of basketball.
Derek Queen brought the ball up all the time for Maryland.
He's got good handle, especially for a guy who's 6'9 and a half, 6'10.
He's not going to be bringing the ball up at the NBA level. I don't think. Maybe he can
in a pinch, but probably it won't be his primary role. But if he has to, he can.
Yeah, okay.
I'm intrigued. I just don't love the comps. I mean, I like the Luka comp, but that seems like a reach.
You know what? Here's what I love.
Too skinny to compare him to Luka.
Drabby, listen to me here.
Luka used to be skinny.
I love Demon at 6, and then Queen stock falls, and we get Queen as well at 18.
Why not
both? What do you think about that, Valdez?
I'm watching the highlights now. I like that
It's first round pick.
I mean, the highlights, it's always hard with highlights, though. I mean, we like Jan Vesely highlights.
Look, highlights are tough because I was watching a little bit of Demon just now, and he's playing against a team named Queens. I don't know. Where's that team from?
Yeah, well, I'm watching him play Kansas right now, Cakes.
Okay. And he was playing, I think, who did BYU play in the tournament? They got smoked by Alabama, but they beat, I think, Wisconsin in the tournament. I'm telling you, he jumped out to old basketball flakes during the tournament. I was like, ooh, look at this guy.
I don't think I don't think Patrick Queen's anywhere near the athlete this kid.
I mean, Derek Queen.
Derek Queen. I don't think he's anywhere near the athlete this kid is.
The Wizards were front row watching him at the combine. He was asked how he could fit on the Wizards on a fast Wizards team because he said over and over again that he loves to play fast.
Yeah.
The Wizards have guys who can finish really good, said Igor. It's a pretty good environment for me to be myself and create and be the facilitator.
The demon. The demon at six. We're gonna make this happen.
I like him.
I need to call Will Dawkins.
I like him if you're committed to play him at point guard.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it looks like.
Which
today.
I thought they should
like
have done with Denny the whole time.
What do you do with Bub?
Bub's just a role player. Role player. Bub's going to play 10 years in the league together. Somehow. Just going to play 10 years. Bob,
how about we play Igor at the two?
Okay, Cakes, what is Kyrie Irving?
Point guard.
What was he when he played with the Mavs?
Point guard.
No, he wasn't. You ever heard of Luka Doncic?
Hey, we're going to find a place for Igor and for Derek Queen on this team. We're going to make this happen, Drab.
So you're an Igor guy.
I'm an Igor guy now.
I think you sold
me. You like the international players.
I'm out on Sheehan's big Duke Malachi guy, whatever his name was. Malooch.
Malooch. Yeah, I don't care. I don't care about that dude.
Sheehan had me going for him for a little bit.
I'm smitten with Igor now. Igor's my guy.
All I'm doing is just watching Igor Demon highlights.
The Alabama game, he had 15 points, 7 assists, couple of steals.
He's just smooth.
Only one turnover.
You know what? I discovered Koulibaly and Demon.
Oh, you discovered them?
You discovered him?
I discovered him at BYU. Were you watching before he was at BYU?
I was hyping him up to you guys in October.
I don't remember
Demon?
That.
Demon?
I don't remember you.
I don't remember.
I don't remember you in the history of the show ever bringing up BYU
Igor
basketball.
Demon.
No. It's just an internal observation. I was watching BYU. I was like, oh, this Demon guy is pretty good. Now, it was during that NCAA tournament. Don't get me wrong. You think I was watching BYU Cougars hoops in freaking November or December?
No. I watched zero, but I'm watching him right now.
So you can now.
I'm claiming.
You can claim
Koulibaly
discovery.
And Demon.
No.
Those are my guys.
I'm on Demon, though. Now I'm on him.
Now you're on him. Yeah. I was on him during the NCAA tournament.
I wasn't on him until about 9:26.
I'll be honest.
It can be it can be the show's guy. We'll make them. Movement for him.
That's fine.
I'm a little soft on Devin personally.
There's room on the bandwagon for everybody.
He's going to get stronger. He's only 19.
The shooting percentages get me nervous.
Dude, his fundamentals are perfect. His shooting's that shooting number will go
up.
Not
worried about it one bit.
He's got great fundamentals. There's no reason why he can't be a good shooter.
He had a stretch of the season where he shot 8% on three-pointers.
8%?
Was that just murdering him?
It murdered his percentage for the season. Outside of that, he shot 36%.
Yeah.
All right, I like that.
Dude, you look at his stroke is fine. It's awesome. There's no reason why he can't be a good shooter. And he can finish with I'm watching him finish with both hands at the rim all day.
If they say we're committed to playing him a point guard, I'm on board.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm intrigued by tall
and a steal and a dunk.
Point guards.
Looks like freaking Karolinko there the way he
The
finished.
Only thing he doesn't have going for him, he's not French. Will Dawkins loves drafting French dudes.
You know what? I saw some of the old head NBA guys on some of their podcasts. You know, all these guys now have podcasts. Mm-hmm. Like, all these guys. I can't even keep track of them all. They're kind of, some of them are down on Cooper Flagg.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They're like, first of all, they don't get sized for Dookies.
Okay. Because
the Dookies don't really do a lot at the next level. Right. And they're just saying they don't really see that much, like, greatness. Like, you know, he's good. But they don't see, like, the greatness everyone else sees.
I hope he scores 3 points a game because we're not drafting him.
Right.
He's going to score 3 points a game with dumb Dallas Mavericks.
Hey, right now, caller number 10 will hook you up with tickets to go see Old Glory DC. Giving away a 4-pack of tickets to Old Glory Rugby. Saturday, May 31st, it's Fan Appreciation Night with Old Glory DC Rugby. Their final home game of the season at Maryland Soccerplex. You can hang with me and Cakes. That's right. Two of the junkies catch some halftime shenanigans and cheer on Old Glory in their push for the playoffs. Get your discounted tickets now at oldglorydc.com. Promo code junkies, but caller number 10, you will get those tickets. Hey, bank local, cheer local. In business, every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.